Delicious new Sky High antioxidant product from Youngevity. Available now from your local Youngevity distributor or by pickup from KSCO Studios on Portola Drive. Call 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup of Cocogevity, one incredible product.
And now here's the former president of the CBS Broadcast Group, Richard Jenks.
Don Imus has for years been making nasty attacks on people. The world hadn't cared about his calling a publisher thieving Jews or a professional basketball team chest-bumping pimps. Then he chose as his target the Rutgers women's basketball team, mostly black girls, and called them nappy-headed hoes. And the world concluded that this was beyond the pale. The previous indifference was mainly because major politicians and celebrities loved to go on his show. They owed him, so to speak. And partly because, if anybody dared to attack him, they were themselves attacked and subject to an Imus-imposed oblivion. There was also a view that he did not really mean what he said. He just thought it was funny to be nasty. It was an aspect of nihilism. If there's no foundation for anything, nothing really matters. But why blame Imus? You know what? If any of you out there listen to his show, blame yourself. Why did you tune in? You did so for the pleasure of hearing people being attacked and humiliated. And thanks to the example of people like Imus, the World Wide Web is full of nasty and vicious attacks, often made by young people on their classmates on social networking shows like MySpace. These hurt. There was an old nursery school saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." No piece of folk wisdom is more wrong. Words are the most dangerous weapons of all. Don Imus knew this and made a wealthy living out of doing it. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Youngevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-479-1080.
Well, it's the Monday edition of our program, and that means we check in with Sophie Winnick and Melissa Stone, who are in the studio with us today.
Good morning. Billy. Good morning. It's afternoon, and sorry, we're not Judy DeVilbiss, though I am a good friend of hers. Hi, Judy. We would like to, first of all, both Melissa and I would like to send out into the universe some love and healing to those who are in pain this past week.
Yes, definitely. Peace and love to those in need of healing.
Today's topic is about choice and control over one's body. We believe in conscious living. Hopefully, our guest today will lend some insight and information that will illuminate the path for many people. Our guest today is George Denniston, MD, founder of the group Doctors Opposing Circumcision. Good afternoon, Dr. Denniston. Thanks for sharing your insight with all of us today.
Good afternoon.
Why don't you give us a little quick background about you and the DOC, as I call it, and why you started it, et cetera?
Oh, well, DOC has been around for about 10 years now, 12 years. And we have members in many states, and we are all opposed to routine infant circumcision. I might also say that there's not a single national medical organization in the entire world that supports infant circumcision. So we have a lot of support, but that doesn't seem to stop it in America, which is the only country in the world that does this to a majority of its sons without religious reasons. There's one small exception to that, and that's South Korea, which does it to a lot, but they got it from us, unfortunately. Now, what we're saying is that circumcision is a tragedy, and it's that the actual procedure itself is harmful to the person to whom it's done to. And we're also saying that it's okay for a person to have one if he's 18 years of age and has fully informed consent and he wants it. We don't object to that. It's just that we object to having it done to him without his consent.
I agree. I do anything you want to yourself after you're 18. So do you think people truly understand what this procedure entails?
I think the vast majority of the people in the world understand and wouldn't dream of doing it. And unfortunately, I think that it's more difficult to explain it to Americans because they are victims. If they're male and have been circumcised, they are victims. If they're doctors and they're circumcised, they're victims. If they're women, they're also victims because they may have done it to their own children and don't want to admit that they're upset about it. And frankly, we don't blame parents in this. At least I don't. I think that parents have a tremendous job to bring children to the world, and there's all kinds of things they have to think about, and they have to trust their doctors. It's the doctors who have the responsibility to get this straight and not promote a harmful procedure, harmful, and it's not only not harm, it's not useful. It's in no way useful. And I mean, I think I could maybe put it simply, if I came up to you and said, I'd like to remove your son's eyelids, what would you say to me? And right. Of course, the answer would be, well, that's ridiculous. Well, this is the same sort of thing. This is the skin, half of the skin of the normal penis, which is covering a mucous membrane, which is what covers the glands, the tip of the penis, okay. Just as the mucous membrane covers the eye.
Okay, I think we're going to run to a break. We'll get back to that when we get back.
All right, we'll do that if you'll hang on, or if you'd like to talk to our guest today, and Melissa and Sophie, you can do so by giving us a call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 479-1080. Radiance and Chocolate will continue in just a couple of minutes. Keep it right here on AM 1080.
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp, Railroad, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is.
Woohoo! We are fantastic.
A strawberry feels forever.
Yes. Looks from up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all and to have a time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gallardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now. Call Specialized Helicopters at 706-HELI. That's 706-4354 or specializedheli.com.
I have a job to be done. It may not seem like a big job to some, but I built this business from the ground up. It's a big deal to me. That's why I went with Granite Construction for my parking lot, retaining walls, and site development. They delivered value and got the work done on time and on budget. That's covering my bottom line.
We have a job to be done. This is our home, and we wanted quality workmanship. We're talking curb appeal. It has to be beautiful. Professional and friendly expertise was what we got from Granite Construction. They've got the people and resources, and they got our job done right away.
This big project at work is important and a big reflection on me.
I can't lay awake at night wondering how this job will go, so I called Granite Construction. Granite's people are backed by a culture of workmanship, safety, and quality that I just trust. And they have their own local sources for materials. Take no chances. Go with the best. That's my motto. That's project peace of mind.
Call 1-800-GRANITE. What can Granite build for you?
All right, we're back on Radiance and Chocolate. If you'd like to participate, 831-479-1080 is the telephone number. With your Monday hosts, here is Melissa Stone and Sophie Winning.
Go ahead, Melissa. I know you wanted to weigh in on this.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. So this is something, Dr. Dennison, that I've never had to deal with. I have a daughter. I don't have a son. So it's not a subject that I've really put much thought into. But when Sophie said she wanted to do this show, I researched it a lot. And I can tell you there's a lot of information out there. And if I was having a boy, I would be so confused as to what to do. Part of me says, yes, we should do this because it's the norm. The other part of me is looking at all of this information going, why would I do this to a newborn child?
Well, Melissa, I can tell you first that in the three western states of Washington, Oregon, and California, the current rate of circumcision is below 30%. We're the enlightened state, you see. People move here to get away from the states where this isn't done,
right,
where this is still being done at a higher rate. I think it's fundamentally important to talk about what the foreskin is. First, it's actually the skin of the penis, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's normal. It's a normal body part. Secondly, what does it do? You know, it's strange, but people in America seem to forget that the penis does something very interesting. It erects. And when it erects, it gets bigger and longer. Where does the skin come from to cover that erection? That is what this foreskin is all about.
Right.
It is designed to cover the elongated shaft of an erect penis. And secondly, it has inside it, on the inner edges of it, inner surface of it, 10 to 12 tiny ridged bands that can be seen with the naked eye and which contain tens of thousands of specialized nerve endings which provide most of the pleasure of sexual relationships.
Well, see, and that was something that I did not know. And when I was looking at this information, I'm like, okay, so we're cutting nerve endings and glands and
muscles and a muscle tissue.
Yeah, and you just think it's skin. You don't really think that.
Yeah, I was always told, oh, it's just a little extra piece of skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's the way the circumcisers have had to characterize it in order to do this.
Right.
And, in fact, for the last 100 years, they've been coming up with these reasons for doing it. Often it's a scary disease like cancer. And then we've shown scientifically that this is meaningless, and the American Cancer Society came out about 10 years ago and said, please don't anybody confuse this issue. This circumcision has nothing to do with cancer of the
right.
penis.
Okay, but in the documentation that I've read, you know, they talk a lot about the HPV virus. Yeah, that the foreskin holds this virus and could pass it on to women. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, of course, we now have a vaccine for that. But of course, I mean, the foreskin can theoretically, you're worried that it's going to hold things because there's this space between the glands, penis, the tip of the penis, and the foreskin. But guess what? An adult male can fully retract his foreskin and look exactly like he's circumcised.
Right.
And at that point, hygiene is identical.
Okay.
So, therefore, the idea of using surgery is insulting to any normal person who is, you know, it's like saying we'll have to cut your ears off because you don't know how to clean your ears.
Yeah, it's more like actually, I would think, pulling your fingers out, or your fingernails out, to do this to an infant because the foreskin is completely attached.
Right, and the foreskin, of course, is present on all mammals for 65 million years. I mean,
if you asked your vet to circumcise your dog, they'd put you in jail.
We treat our dogs better than our children in this instance.
In this instance, yeah. And the thing about the viruses, and this has to do a little bit with them, they say the same thing about STDs and HIV, that the Langerhans cells hold the virus and attract the virus. But what most people don't know is there is a recent study in the British Journal of Urology that says, yes, they do hold the virus, but the Langerhans in those cells actually vacuums it up and destroys it.
That's right.
And you don't hear about that unless you go looking for it.
That's right. And, I mean, it makes, it's obvious. You don't, it's obvious. It's a cleansing. It's a protective organ. It protects the gland, the tip of the penis, when the person's an infant. It's designed to be covering it at that point, and only gradually does it sever its connections. It's attached, fully attached, and only gradually does it sever its connections and is fully become fully retractable at a later age.
Okay, doctor, looks like we got to run off to one of those breaks, and more conversation to follow.
All right, we'll have more on this fascinating topic today. If you'll give us a call at 479-1080 in the 831 area code, we will be back in just a minute on Radiance and Chocolate.
Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
My name is Carrie. I'm from Santa Cruz.
What do you think of these gorgeous doors?
I think they're absolutely beautiful. I've never seen anything like them before. They're lovely. I mean, this one with the iron on the inside is just incredible.
Bob, what's your business?
It's called Island Home and Garden.
You've been shopping here at Capitola Freight and Salvage for a while?
Quite a while.
And what is it you like about the experience about coming here?
It's fun. They work with you. They bicker with you. You can work with them. They deliver.
It's cheaper than buying it at a regular store.
There's always something new here. I come here every few days and there's new things here all the time.
Remember, that's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens. When it rains, we'll pay the sales tax. Open every day of the week, 10 to 5, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
Enjoy fine dining and fine wines in the company of some of the world's finest chefs, and discover how individual seafood buying decisions can help keep our oceans healthy. Cooking for Solutions 2007 takes place May 18th and 19th at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. The aquarium's sixth celebration will honor Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Finneger, the two hot tamales. Celebrity chefs from three nations will join them. An evening extravaganza on Friday, May 18th will feature 52 restaurants serving gourmet dishes prepared with organic and sustainable ingredients. Tastings of organic and sustainable wines from 45 wineries in California and the Western U.S. will be available as well. Saturday features cooking demonstrations, food and wine adventures, and an Iron Chef-like event, the Sustainable Seafood Challenge. Prices for events vary. For information or tickets, call 866-963-9644 or visit cookingforsolutions.org. This is a public service message from the nonprofit Monterey Bay Aquarium and KSCO KOMY.
Hi, it's Sophie again. And I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they're prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins at yahoo.com. Call or email me, and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care.
You're listening to the Monday edition of Radiance and Chocolate with Sophie Winnick and Melissa Stone. We want you to participate, so give us a call at 479-1080, 479-1080.
Hey, everyone. We're back. Dr. Dennison, where were we?
Well, I'd like to say that for those of you listeners who would like to learn more about the foreskin, and not you don't, it, we do not show a circumcision in this
Thank
video.
Thank God.
We don't show that. This is just factual scientific information. Go to the DOC website, doctorsopposingcircumcision.org. Put that on Google, and up will come our website, and you'll see this 20-minute video. It's really wonderful. It gives you scientific information on the usefulness of this and why you don't want to. Well, that's just that.
Yeah,
it's just informative.
It's very informative, and I've been dealing with this since way before I was married, because I saw a circumcision done in the hospital way, unanesthetized, as most of them are still done. And so I've been thinking about this for quite a long time, and I learned stuff that I didn't know. And what I did was I kind of spontaneously said to my boys, boy, you guys are lucky to have your whole genitals. I didn't even know what they did. But then I thought about, why did I use the word lucky? They're not lucky. They're just normal.
That's right. Well, they are lucky, too, in this tragic society that we have. You know, in 1987, the New England Journal of Medicine came out with a classic article which showed that it was more painful for these infants than for an adult. And so
really? Because the research shows different. I mean, everywhere I've read that, it said it's worse for adults than it would be for a baby.
No, I know, but that's the myth.
Okay.
The fact is that Anand and Hickey wrote an article which was peer-reviewed and appeared in 1987, and no one really refutes it. They just ignore it.
Okay.
And it says that it hurts more for an infant, and there's further data on this. The point is that it's excruciatingly painful, and it encodes the brain with violence in the pleasure center of the body.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been said that circumcision is where sex and violence meet for the first time.
That's right. And in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a beautiful film called Birth as We Know It. And if you want to see that, birthintobeing.com is the website. And Birth as We Know It is a beautiful film about water births, but it also includes a circumcision. And it's an excellent film for a woman to show her husband if she is trying to get him to not circumcise their son.
Yeah, I think anybody personally, anybody who actually sees one of these done the real way, I think that's a really good tool. Because my husband didn't even have to see it. He just heard what I said about it, and it was okay with him.
Yes.
So, so this seems to be like a whole part of the way we deal with birth in this country. You know, a whole like part of that picture of birth as a kind of a violent event.
Well, you're right. What were you dealing with? I would call it technological birth. We are so enamored with the technology that we have let it take over the way we gave birth for millions of years, and the reason we're all here is because of a very simple process where the woman is in control, and she is not being interfered with by anybody, and she is getting a tremendous amount of empowerment out of that birth. And that is what's missing. And so many men I talk to, so many women say, oh, I wish I know what I missed the first time, and I'm going to try and get it the second time. But of course, they're not having that many children these days, so it's best if they find out before they have any children how wonderful it can be and how empowering it can be to have a non-technological, hospital medicated, anesthetized birth.
And we'll get back to this important topic when we come back. Thanks, doctor.
We'll remind folks that you're listening to the Radiance and Chocolate radio program on AM 1080 KSCO. We're talking today about circumcision. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 831-479-1080, 479-1080.
Okay, let's get ready for kindergarten. Backpack?
Yep.
Jacket?
Yep.
Dental appointment?
Mommy, how's it going to help me get ready for school?
I want to make sure you don't have any cavities.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember John Laird, and like you, I believe your child's health is important. That's why the new dental checkup requirement for children entering kindergarten is important, so that all children can be ready to learn. Parents, get more information at CDA.org or call 800-CDA-SMILE.
Paid for by the California Dental Association.
Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
I'm Dr. James Calcagno. I've been a dentist for 20 years on 41st Avenue and Portola Drive in Santa Cruz. And Jungle Plant has been taking care of my plants for a year or two. I'm an expert at taking care of teeth, but Dale's an expert at taking care of plants. And since she's been taking care of our plants, they've never looked better.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
When you get home from a vacation, do you need another vacation to recover? You know what I mean. Too much food and traveling, and somehow we all forget our healthy habits. Inconvenient but true. Our health needs don't take vacations. But it can be a real pain to pack and mix and refrigerate liquid supplements. Longevity has the solution. Anti-aging premium packs. All the essential nutrients in convenient packets that you can just throw into your bag. No refrigeration required. So go on, have a great trip. Your commitment to good health can come along. For more information about this and all the Longevity products and the Easy Longevity home business, call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216, 335-3216, or you can email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com, or now check out vitamingoddess.com. So easy. Have fun and take care.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Longevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Longevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
The Monday edition of Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO continues with Melissa Stone and your other host, Sophie Winnick, and their special guest today.
Thanks, guys. I am the other host, Sophie Winnick. Hey, where are you guys? Call up and tell us we're wrong, or are we just preaching to the choir here in California? So I want to hear from
where are all my clients that said they were going to call in and talk about this subject? Where are you guys? Call in.
Anyway, back to Dr. Denniston. What were we talking about in this?
We were talking about sources of good information. These two videos are really wonderful.
Okay.
One is on how the foreskin works, and the other is on birth and how beautiful it can be. And what a tragedy it is that we're not having more like that in America today. I also would want to say that parents actually don't know this, but they don't really have a right to do this to a child. Because modern medical ethics says that parents can only make decisions for a child that are in his best interest.
Uh-huh.
So it's really the doctor's responsibility to make that clear, but they don't usually.
Well, my doctor, even though he wasn't willing to, you know, actually say it on the radio, pretty much came out and said there is no real consent for this. And it used to be literally true. Like when my mom was having children in the 50s and 60s, there was no consent; it was just done.
That's right. And
right.
there have been lawsuits, you know, where 18-year-old boys, men. They become 18 and then they can sue.
Mm-hmm.
Have sued their doctor and their hospital for doing this to them, period. Not for any complications or anything, just for mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. And won.
Wow, really? And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
It is my suspicion that the complication rate is way underreported in this.
Well, the complication rate is 100%.
Well, yeah.
Because you're removing
your
a very important part of the body. And actually, you see no one and especially not a doctor, has the right to remove normal body parts from another human being. That makes it a massive human rights violation.
Yeah.
Which is what we're dealing with in America, and of course we don't see it that way, but the rest of the world does. When I go to Europe and I ask them to please, you know, criticize us, they say, we don't believe you're doing it. You couldn't be doing this.
Melissa's champing at the bit to ask a question.
Yeah,
here.
I'm dying here. So how did we start this practice? I mean, I know this is a religious practice.
We're not really talking about the religious
aspect. And I understand that, but where did this all come from? Why did we start doing this? If God gives us a piece, why are we taking it away?
Right. Well, it started in the late 1800s in America. It was unknown in the first 100 years of America's existence. And then it wasn't Jewish that was started this. This was American doctors who were not Jewish did it because they were Victorians, and they were upset about masturbation, and they wanted to stop that. Well, they found out it didn't work.
Yeah, yay that. I think Billy's falling out of his chair.
That's right. Once they got it started, though, then it had a life of its own, and it continued. And then other doctors did get involved, and they claimed it caused cancer. And it took us years to prove that it didn't. But meanwhile, millions of innocent little boys had been cut.
Now, I know adults that were not circumcised as children and then had to later on in life. Now, are you opposed to that? Or?
Well, not had to. They were many cases, virtually all of them that I've ever seen, they didn't have to. Some doctor just wanted an excuse.
It's just an easy fix.
The doctor is a victim. I'm not blaming him entirely, because it's when you're a victim, it's tough to say, here's what I see. The person who lacks courage says, this happened to me, and therefore it's okay to do. The person who has courage says, this should never have happened to me, and therefore I'm not going to do it to anybody else, and I won't let anybody else do it to anybody else.
Understood.
So it looks like we're running off to a break, but I would say one thing. When you're swallowed by the tiger, you cannot see the tiger anymore. I think that applies here.
Yes.
So when we come back, we'll talk about more.
Call in, you
issues.
Guys.
Yeah, call us.
Call
Where
us.
Are you?
Actually.
All right. If you'll do so, we can give you the way to do that. The telephone number is area code 831-479-1080. And we are loading the phone board up as we speak. But if you want to get in on today's program, 479-1080 is the telephone number to call if you want to check in on circumcision, our topic today on Radiance and Chocolate.
Okay, let's get ready for kindergarten. Backpack?
Yep.
Jacket?
Yep.
Dental appointment?
Mommy, how's it going to help me get ready for school?
I want to make sure you don't have any cavities.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember John Laird, and like you, I believe your child's health is important. That's why the new dental checkup requirement for children entering kindergarten is important, so that all children can be ready to learn. Parents, get more information at cda.org or call 800-CDA-SMILE.
Paid for by the California Dental Association.
Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
I'm Dr. James Calcagno. I've been a dentist for 20 years on 41st Avenue and Portola Drive in Santa Cruz. And Jungle Plant has been taking care of my plants for a year or two. I'm an expert at taking care of teeth, but Dale's an expert at taking care of plants. And since she's been taking care of our plants, they've never looked better.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
When you get home from a vacation, do you need another vacation to recover? You know what I mean. Too much food and traveling, and somehow we all forget our healthy habits. Inconvenient but true. Our health needs don't take vacations. But it can be a real pain to pack and mix and refrigerate liquid supplements. Longevity has the solution. Anti-aging premium packs. All the essential nutrients in convenient packets that you can just throw into your bag. No refrigeration required. So go on, have a great trip. Your commitment to good health can come along. For more information about this and all the Longevity products and the Easy Longevity home business, call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216. 335-3216. Or you can email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. Or now, check out vitamingoddess.com. So easy. Have fun and take care.
This is the Monday edition of Radiance and Chocolate. We're coming up on the long segment in our program today, which means we have plenty of time for telephone calls, and we have plenty of calls on the line. You're listening to Melissa Stone and Sophie Winnick and the Monday edition of our show today.
So we're back with Dr. George Denniston. Dr. Denniston, it looks like we have some calls. Want to go right to it?
That'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll take our first phone call, which I think is Margaret, who's been on the longest today, line two. Margaret, you're on Radiance and Chocolate.
Wow, this is a great topic. Thanks.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Our pleasure.
I fought fiercely to save two of the five nephews I have, their foreskin. And I did win twice. The other three didn't fare so well, but... I find that there is this issue whereby the dad, if he's circumcised, he wants his sons to also be. And when I, you know, ask them, you know, well, so what if you are? What does that have to do with him? You know, they say, well we want to, we'll look the same.
We should match.
We should match, that kind of thing. I just don't get that. And,
may I speak to that? Let me just say that what one man honestly said was, he said that it would remind me that I'm one of the walking wounded if my son were different. And that's the reason why they do it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I have also heard stories. A friend of mine had a son, and the wife, ex-wife now, went ahead and had the boy circumcised behind the dad's back. Now, I think that the he was saying that the doctor went with the yes request rather than the doctor knew darn well that the father did not want this done.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. So I think that the doctors need to get, like, two signatures on this kind of thing.
Don't they have to already?
Yeah, that's what I thought. They had.
No,
to.
Not everywhere. But, of course, the lawsuits would deal with that, and that's what's been happening on situations like that.
One other thing, now, I was wondering, does the male pleasure... I mean, do they have to work harder to feel the deeper pleasure?
I think there's no comparison. The only people who are experts at this are men who've had circumcisions later in life. And mm-hmm. I did a study myself, which included 38 men who had circumcisions after they'd had sexual relations. And one guy said on a scale of 1 to 10, before it was a 12, and afterwards it was a 3.
Wow.
So
wow.
There's a huge... See, I'm afraid that American... And this is the huge tragedy to me.
All right.
They don't know what they're missing, and their wives don't either, because, you know, when you remove the foreskin, you get a calloused glands, and the calloused glands irritates the vaginal walls. And that's a unique phenomenon in America. The rest of the world doesn't use lubricants the way we do.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, we appreciate your call. We're going to move on to... Joe, and I don't know where Joe's calling from, actually, but, I'm sorry, line one. Let's go to Howard in Alberta. Oh, I see. Alberta, Canada would explain why they want me to go there first. Hello from Canada.
Hi. Well, first I'd like to thank Sophie, Melissa, and Dr. Denniston for bringing this barbaric custom to
absolutely
the
a pleasure.
Public, for the public consciousness, I guess. What I would like to ask Dr. Denniston, though, is... Why is it that most doctors, for any real or perceived problem with a foreskin, want to whack it off? This has happened twice in my family that I know of, and I just do not get it. There's no other body part that's whacked off as the first line of treatment.
Well, I confess that I don't get it either, and that's one of the great frustrations. I would again say that it's because they're victims and that they've had it done to themselves and they can't admit that it's not okay. And it takes courage to admit that it's not okay. And that's what a lot of my colleagues who are activists in this movement have done. They have said, this is not okay, and we're going to fight it.
I think it's really interesting, Dr. Denniston, that in Europe and in countries, developed countries where they don't circumcise, they don't have problems with the foreskin, and we only seem to have them here.
That's right. In Finland, there's among adults, 1 in 16,000. Is removed. I mean, it's very extremely rare.
Yeah.
They don't have problems.
I'm well aware that certain treatments like betamethasone cream has been around for quite a long time, and yet most urologists just do not seem to be aware of it. I mean, don't these guys read up and refresh their information, or do they just ignore it?
They ignore it.
They think they're ignoring it.
A case can be made that urology should be discontinued as a specialty because they are harming the very organ that they're committed to taking care of.
Interesting.
I agree. Absolutely.
And they not only do it there, but they also do it with prostate cancer. The preferred treatment for prostate cancer is Theracides, which is an internal radiation, and they're cutting them out, which provides gives everybody impotence and incontinence, which they then have to take care of the rest of their lives. Hmm. But it ruins the man's life who gets the complications. It's important to talk about restoration. I don't know if everybody's aware that thousands of American men are trying to restore their foreskins. Of course, this speaks to the point that we shouldn't do it in the first place. But they are trying to stretch what skin they have there, what's left, out over the glands. And when they succeed in doing this, which takes months to years, they get definitely increased satisfaction.
Wow. We want to thank Howard for his call, and we're going to move on. We have an opposing point of view, believe it or not, from Joe, who's in San Juan. Joe, you're on KSCO.
Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm listening, and from what I gather, you people say that the circumcision is bad.
We are opposed to it.
Oh, you are opposed to it, but let me tell you something. I had two boys, and both of them had their whacked off, and they are happy with it. You know why? Because with the foreskin, how many men actually, when they pull back their foreskin, there's cheese around it. Do they clean it?
Well, that is the thing. We're saying that parents need to inform their sons on how to take care of themselves.
I really pity the poor girl that has to do something other than what, you know, I mean, and it happens to be that this guy here doesn't take care of himself clean.
I want to let Dr. Denniston answer this, but I know for a fact that women make at least twice as much of what you're calling cheese than men, and men don't seem to have any problem with it.
Yeah, well, because I was in the military service, and we always had to have on the Fridays a short-arm inspection, if anybody knows what that is.
No, we don't.
You had to pull back your skin, and some of the guys, they couldn't pull back their skin. Those are the guys that were recommended to have circumcision.
Dr. Denniston, you want to weigh in?
Well, many men who cannot fully retract, even as adults, would prefer to have their foreskin than to have it removed, even if they can't fully retract. It's not a big deal. And if they want to fully retract, all they have to do is stretch the foreskin a little bit, and it will fully retract.
Can we talk about, I think what Joe was trying to get to here in a kind of a roundabout way, but I'll just cut right to the chase here. What about hygiene? What's the difference? Are there any studies on the differences in hygiene between pro and con?
Well, let's put it again. In the adult, the foreskin is very loose. And when you retract it, all of the skin is on the shaft, and it looks like you're circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference in hygiene? There's none.
Yeah, there really isn't
any. If you don't pull it back and wash it, then there may be a slight difference.
Okay, but then in children where it's not retractable yet,
oh, there's no problem there at all. And, in fact, all of the various materials in there are perfectly harmless. And
I have personal experience with that. I have a 4-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. And believe me, I have more problem with them cleaning their fingernails. Their junk, as you might call it, is not an issue.
Well, that's
everybody's
right.
Mouths are hanging open now.
Okay. Leave it to Sophie to cut right to the chase.
Exactly.
Doc, if you'll hang on, we have another caller. I'm going to ask Vanessa to hang on through the commercial break on Radiance and Chocolate. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to participate in our program today, try to read this liner with a straight face. 831-479-1080 is our telephone number, which I think is part of the problem in the whole discussion, is we all kind of tend to make jokes about it when we get nervous, but it's an important topic.
Enjoy fine dining and fine wines in the company of some of the world's finest chefs. And discover how individual seafood buying decisions can help keep our oceans healthy. Cooking for Solutions 2007 takes place May 18th and 19th at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. The aquarium's sixth celebration will honor Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Finneger, the two hot tamales. Celebrity chefs from three nations will join them. An evening extravaganza on Friday, May 18th will feature 52 restaurants serving gourmet dishes prepared with organic and sustainable ingredients. Tastings of organic and sustainable wines from 45 wineries in California and the Western U.S. will be available as well. Saturday features cooking demonstrations, food and wine adventures, and an Iron Chef-like event, the Sustainable Seafood Challenge. Prices for events vary. For information or tickets, call 866-963-9644 or visit cookingforsolutions.org. This is a public service message from the nonprofit Monterey Bay Aquarium and KSCO KOMY.
Hi, it's Sophie again. And I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they're prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins at yahoo.com. Call or email me, and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care.
Hey, everyone. It's Melissa Stone, intuitive healer and fitness guru from the Santa Cruz Mountains. And I have been told by my clients that I am busy as a bee, and that means I don't have time to get sick. So when I feel run down, I take Youngevity's Killer Biotic FX. Its main ingredient is propolis, a property that bees collect from plants to keep their hives free of bacteria, yeast, and molds. Then I make sure to take good care of myself by eating good foods, lots of garlic, get plenty of rest, a massage, and along with a good healing meditation, and I'm flying again. If you want more information, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Be busy, be passionate, sting no one.
This is Radiance and Chocolate, the Monday edition with Melissa Stone and Sophie Winnick. And we're talking today about circumcision.
Do we have any callers?
We do indeed. One more. Vanessa actually waited through the break with us.
Thank
so
you,
if, let's get Vanessa on the air with us. Yeah. Vanessa, you're on KSCO.
Are you still there?
Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa. Vanessa, you there?
We must have answered her question.
Well, maybe so. It was blue and now it's gone. So
well,
I don't
until
know.
Until we figure this out. Anything else you want to say, Dr. Denniston? We're in kind of our last
well,
segment.
I can barely hear you, but let me say this, that the American Academy of Pediatrics has said that data are not sufficient to justify routine infant circumcision. So if the data are not sufficient, then you can't do it, but it still goes on.
Doc, if there's some some piece of information that we haven't covered in today's program that folks would like to find out more about, how can they do that?
Well, there are two things that I've mentioned. One is the doc website, doctorsopposingcircumcision.org. Put that on Google and it'll come right up. And we have a wonderful video on there of the foreskin, not of circumcision, but of the foreskin, just scientific information, which every parent should be informed about. Also, there's a beautiful film called Birth as We Know It, which covers the broader topic of birth and includes circumcision. But it's a minor part of this overall technological birth situation that we're tragedy that we're dealing with, of too much interference with a natural with a normal birth, and that's at birthintobeing.com. That's the website for that beautiful film about water births and births.
So you think if we kind of get it about birth in this country and realize that it affects our lives and our consciousness, you think this issue of circumcision will just go away?
Well, we can certainly hope so. I think that I'm amazed. I am absolutely blown away by the number of behavioral problems that I believe are caused by birth trauma. It's just totally huge.
And have you ever been in contact with anyone who actually remembers this? Because that's one of the reasons given for doing it as an infant. They won't remember it.
Oh, no. I have a man who's a Boeing engineer who wrote a 45-page paper on the first 6 days of his life in which he details his circumcision, what was said in the operating room. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's so unbelievable, it's hard to believe, but he remembered it because he wanted to remember it, because he was so angry about it. And he's not married. He says that he's not married because of the two nurses who were standing over him during this procedure that frightened him.
Wow.
And so he's always been afraid of women.
Wow.
Interesting. So it can be huge. And of course, if thousands and thousands of men are trying to restore their foreskin, doesn't that say something about not removing a normal body part until you get permission?
Yeah. It's interesting.
And that's permission from your son.
Yeah, it's one of the other reasons people do it as an infant is because, he won't want to have it done later, and that just says hello to me.
Exactly right.
You know, and maybe we shouldn't do it at all.
What we found is that boys in school, if they're told by their parents that they didn't remove anything, they're fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones who, the shocking ones, the ones who get really upset are the ones who find out that they have lost something important, and that really can be very traumatic to them.
And I have hope because, it's only since around 10 years ago that female genital mutilation, and there's types of that that are less than what we do to boys, that was only made illegal in about 1996 in this country.
That's correct.
So I have hope.
That's correct. And currently the Congress is in violation of the Constitution on that issue because there should be no discrimination on the basis of gender.
Exactly.
So if they have outlawed it for little girls, they must outlaw it for little boys.
I agree.
What's the current consensus in the medical community? Do you know that?
There's no consensus on this. There's hardly anyone who's willing to speak out for circumcision in this country. I mean, the doctors who do it won't come online and debate us because they know they don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Denniston, for coming on and illuminating this topic for us. Like I said, I've been thinking about this for quite a long time.
And, yes, definitely. Thank you for all this information. It was a big eye-opening experience.
And hopefully you've lit the path for a few people out there. But anyway, Melissa and I wanted to leave our audience with a little meditation and a little quote. So I'm going to just go ahead and do that. And the quote today is, when you choose the Action Love sponsors, then will you do more than survive. Then will you do more than win. Then will you do more than succeed. Then will you experience the full glory of who you really are and who you can be.
And with that, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, giving yourself protection. Purple energy running up the midline of the body, giving yourself strength. Sending healing energy from the heart chakra out into the world. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, that's Radiance and Chocolate for today. We want to thank all of you for participating. Remember, Melissa Stone and Sophie Winnick are here on this program every Monday.
I have a job to be done. It may not seem like a big job to some, but I built this business from the ground up. It's a big deal to me. That's why I went with Granite Construction for my parking lot, retaining walls, and site development. They delivered value and got the work done on time and on budget. That's covering my bottom line.
We have a job to be done. This is our home, and we wanted quality workmanship. We're talking curb appeal. It has to be beautiful. Professional and friendly expertise was what we got from Granite Construction. They've got the people and resources, and they got our job done right away.
This big project at work is important and a big reflection on me. I can't lay awake at night wondering how this job will go, so I called Granite Construction. Granite's people are backed by a culture of workmanship, safety, and quality that I just trust. And they have their own local sources for materials. Take no chances. Go with the best. That's my motto. That's Project Peace of Mind. Call 1-800-GRANITE. What can Granite build for you?
This is AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 1 o'clock and time for Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Decision day for Democrats in Congress working out what war funding bill they'll send to the president, who makes it clear a withdrawal deadline will be dead on arrival. Live to Washington and Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Well, Lisa, just about a half an hour from now, House and Senate Democrats will be sitting down here in the Capitol to work out the differences in their two war funding bills. But one thing they do agree on is that there needs to be some timetable for getting U.S. troops out of Iraq. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, who last week said the war is lost, today said winning shouldn't be the military's goal.
Winning this war is no longer the job of the American military. Our courageous troops have done everything asked of them and more.
But President Bush says having politicians set timetable for the military is a mistake.
I believe strongly that politicians in Washington shouldn't be telling generals how to do their job.
And the president says he'll veto the bill if the timetables remain. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. Preventing another campus massacre. One focus on Capitol Hill today.
Are America's colleges and universities doing enough to maintain security? What are the best ways to do that?
Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman at a committee hearing. Anything but business as usual as Virginia Tech students get back to work. At least those who want to. They have the option to stay home without penalty. Gunfire breaks out at a luxury apartment complex in Houston. One woman was killed before the gunman apparently took his own life, a third person injured. No official word yet on a motive. The gunman was reportedly being evicted. Frightening day for a nearby daycare center as well, locked down when police were searching for the gunman. The Kremlin declaring a national day of mourning on Wednesday, same day Boris Yeltsin will be buried. The first freely elected president of Russia died today. He was 76. And Defense Secretary Robert Gates in Moscow now, trying to soften Russia's opposition to American missile defense bases in Europe. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series.
This one's even got four-wheel steering.
And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Somewhere, a drug lord is throwing a tantrum. The Coast Guard in California showing off one of the biggest drug catches ever. 40,000 pounds of cocaine seized off the coasts of Mexico and Panama. Most of it from one fishing vessel as the coke was being transferred onto smaller boats. The street value, about $500 million. 14 people in custody arrested as they tried to set the drugs on fire and escape. A glitzy resort in Southern California, the scene of a deadly police shooting.
The cops got calls about a domestic disturbance at the Montage, specifically at a couple's $2,200 a night bungalow.
They were reporting that a naked female was running around the property with a handgun.
Laguna Beach Sergeant Jason Kravitz says when police approached the couple's room, one of them had a gun pointed at the cops. Kravitz says details are still sketchy, but when the couple refused to drop it, police opened fire.
There was a loaded handgun found inside the room with a bullet chambered and also a bag of extra ammunition.
The couple lives nearby, but checked in using fake names and paid in cash. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
He served 25 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. DNA evidence clearing a Chicago-area man of rape charges. Jerry Miller saying he's thankful and wants to get on with his life. One advocacy group says it's the 200th such DNA-based exoneration in the U.S. A controversial way to cut property taxes in Florida, rely on sales tax.
The plan has scant support in the Sunshine State Senate, but it's getting attention because it would make Florida the only state in the nation
without income or property tax. Republican House Speaker Marco Rubio is behind the plan, which would erase property taxes by levying an 8.5% sales tax, the highest in the nation. But critics say the poor would shoulder the burden, so the legislature is also looking at lowering property taxes in other ways. In Miami, Holly Hickman, Fox News Radio.
Wall Street just before the close, the Dow down 42 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Is for mostly sunny skies, highs in the 60s to lower 70s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s and northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, mostly sunny Tuesday. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay, westerly winds 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon and tonight becoming light overnight. Wind waves 1 to 2 feet through the afternoon into tonight. And westerly swells 4 to 8 feet at 4 to 8 feet at 17 seconds, becoming 5 to 9 feet at 15 seconds tonight. 69 degrees at KSCO. Highway Patrol reporting a traffic collision with no injuries. A gray Toyota 4Runner versus a second unknown vehicle. Soquel Drive at Winkle Avenue. And some wires down at Glenwood Drive and Weston Road. The entire roadway is blocked in both directions. Netcom folks are on scene. It's 6 minutes now past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 23rd of April. Time now for Nick.